Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. All right, I'm going to get to several before 11 o'clock, and I'm going to have a lot left over for the after show video, which you can find at the Bader blog this afternoon. A lot of stuff here still. All right, let's get through what we can on the air. We'll save the rest, for the after show video. Target sued in first Wisconsin class action over security breach. This came last week. A Madison area man and a Wausau banker, the first in Wisconsin, to sue Target over the massive data breach. Banks might have a case here because a lot of them reissue credit cards as a security measure. That's harm. That's cost. Class action suits where people who may have been exposed to harm because of the breach, including me, aren't going to go, you too, Jason, aren't going to go very far unless you can prove harm. Unless you can prove that the breach did something to you. A lot of people don't understand that. Being exposed to the risk isn't enough. Most of these suits aren't going to go very far. Here's the caveat on that, though. I don't think we know the damage yet. I think there's the data that was mined there can be used illegally for years. They're not going to get to all of it at once. That would be my guess. I don't really know how these things work. But you're exposed, and you never know when you may be harmed by it. That's what's going to make this problematic. Item two. I have argued that Republicans are right when they call President Obama's behavior lawless, circumventing Congress, unilaterally modifying a law duly passed by Congress. That's lawless. They don't want to appear extreme, so they're just calling it lawless and not suggesting that it would require impeachment. Noah Rothman, I believe it is, writing at Mediaite, the media's outrageous enabling of Obama's lawlessness. He blames the media for not calling out President Obama on this, and that if they went after this and they reported it, he wouldn't be able to get away with it. I somewhat agree with that. I don't entirely agree with that. Were this a Republican president, you would be hearing impeachment talk right now. Let me give you an example. Imagine if a Republican president unilaterally modified the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act, as you know, was modified by the Supreme Court, saying some of the extra things in specific parts of southern states that need federal approval. Some of the, you know, they need that extra step to change voting law. That was struck down. Okay. Imagine if that ruling had gone the other way and all of the Voting Rights Act had been upheld by the Supreme Court and then Republican President Jones modified it in the way that Obama's modifying Obamacare. Oh my. All hell would break loose. He or she would be impeached if Democrats had the wherewithal to do it. Rothman writes, well, those of us who would stop him, our hands are tied. We can't do anything. We can't sue him, and we can't impeach right now. I agree. But Republicans won't even say the word. They'll say lawless, lawless, lawless. They can't impeach because they don't have the Senate right now. They need to admit that the remedy for lawless behavior by the president is impeachment. That's the way it is. I'm not going to get to it on the air today, but I mentioned the Clintons earlier. Speaking of impeachment, boy, do people get that one wrong all the time. Which two American presidents are impeached? Most say Nixon and Andrew Johnson. Nixon was not impeached. Article impeachments were moved out of a House committee. He resigned before the House could act upon them. Clinton was impeached, not convicted in the Senate. A lot of people feel that it's a strategic mistake, as Hillary Clinton perhaps prepares to run for president, to dredge up her past and her husband's past years in the White House and what a womanizer he was. Kathleen Willey, who accused the president of groping her, says Hillary has a war on women. That she enabled her husband, stayed with him through all these years, knowing what he was, and she accuses Hillary of orchestrating the attacks on these women when they would make the allegations. Maybe more on that tomorrow. But if Hillary does run, this stuff shouldn't be off limits. And I believe it's Rand Paul and others who are digging it up. I'm okay with that. Because as Republicans launch this war on women crap, she's married to one of the greatest misogynists of all time. And she shouldn't get a pass on that. Not if they're going to use that as their battle cry. Two New York radio hosts have apologized for talking on air about a note they made up. It was from a fictitious parent chastising a supposed same-sex couple. Basically, the note said, "My kid can't go to your kid's party because you're two gay parents." They made the whole thing up. They have now admitted that. Radio trade journals today say they have been suspended. There was one of these in radio last year. I think they should not be tolerated. Whatever company they happen in, they should not be tolerated. Wherever they happen. Remember the guy who made up the Thanksgiving flight story about the biatch who wasn't real? Okay, radio should not get into that. There's enough real things out there to talk about. I do it every day, 2.5 hours at a crack. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.